I'm joined by Mark Perna. Mark is a published author. He is an entrepreneur. He has a number of things on his resume. And Discovering the Changing Landscape of Education, A Call to Action is one of his live stream events that he has. Understanding the Younger Generation, Education with a Purpose, all of those things are going to be talked about. That is coming up later on tonight at the Capitol in downtown Burlington. The doors open, if I'm right, Del, at 6 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes. Good morning, Steve. This is Della Schmidt with the Greater Burlington Partnership. And this evening, we are delighted to be partnering with our area schools throughout Des Moines County and SCC to bring Mark Perna to town. And he will be speaking live at the Capitol Theater. Doors open at 6. And Mark Perna will be taking the stage at 6:30. Folks, do not want to miss this. Please make sure to come out.
And again, Mark, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get so intensely involved in education, and particularly in the education of a new generation, or I guess rather the next generation of leaders in our area?
Hi, Steve. Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone else on the call today. You know, Steve, it started quite a while back when I started, you know, just becoming very passionate about young people in America. And I've been a generational expert for quite some time. So, you know, talked for a number of years about the Generation Y millennials, and then Gen Z came up, who today are 8 to 26 years old. And I am just passionate about young people. I think, you know, unlike most people who have negative terms about young people in their sphere of influence, I believe that young people are extraordinary today. I think they're intelligent and resourceful and pitbull-like generations. And when they see something they truly want in their life, they'll move heaven and earth to get to that want to. Our challenge many times as parents, educators, and employers is getting them to want something. And so what I've been speaking about all across the nation is really, how do you do this? What are the strategies? How can you take actionable things and be able to change how you unleash passion, purpose, and performance in the young people in your homes, classrooms, and place of business? So it's just been a passion of mine, Steve, for quite some time, and it really has led me down this road to truly try to connect the dots between education, employment, and ultimately economic development for the viability of our communities, especially small communities around the nation.
As you look at the generations, I'm a boomer generation, okay? I've got a Gen X kids, and I also have millennial kids in my life. And then now there's Gen Z. As you look down, when you put categories in these kids, do the categories mean anything, or is it what is deeply inside the heart or deeply inside the parents?
You know, Steve, that's a great question. You know, it really is deep inside the generation itself. And so things have really changed. And your question is very fascinating because it's different today in the view of your question than it was a decade ago. You know, I've been a generational expert for a long time, and I used to walk into educational organizations and employment, you know, organizations and statewide organizations. I talk about the different generations, right? I, like you, I'm at the end of the baby boom era, so I was one of the last baby boomers, and I would say, here's what boomers think, and here's what Gen X thinks, and here's what Gen Y thinks, and now here's what Gen Z thinks. I don't do that anymore. I really talk about 8 to 26 years old, which is 26-year-olds, who are Gen Z, and I speak about them particularly because they're what I call the benchmark generation. That if you understand what 8 to 26-year-olds think in America, what they think, what makes them tick, how they make decisions, you are significantly further along to connecting with every generation above them, because a lot of what Gen Z wants is literally would be acceptable and what other generations will move toward. So it's an extraordinary time. It's never been like that before. So your question today is, I really talk about one because it's meaningful to all.
One of the things that I think of is the fact, as I look at my own children over the generations, is that technology has changed so dramatically in so many ways, and we went from having just basic internet to having smartphones to having devices in our hands that can do all kinds of wonderful things, but can also be a great distraction at the same time. Is that right?
Well, it can certainly be a distraction for any of us, not just for Generation Z. It can be just as distracting to me and the things that I do. But what's really extraordinary today is that, you know, November of last year is when generative AI, automated intelligence, came out with ChatGPT, right? And nothing has been adopted faster in technology in the world than ChatGPT. It is the fastest acceptance. And what, you know, if you've ever had a chance to use it, or if people listening have ever had a chance to use it, not just in the ability to write, but also in the ability to do math, to be able to do science, to be able to, you know, query all kinds of things and learn how to do it, you know, through that prompt in a ChatGPT engine is pretty extraordinary. It now, and what I say to a lot of educators around the country is, if you go into a ChatGPT and you put in, you know, a math equation and hit go, it will not only give you the answer, it'll tell you how it got the answer. And so it'll tell you the sequence of how you have to process that math point. And it's what it really shows you is that it has the ability to be the single greatest tutor for young people out there today. So technology clearly has changed, and we are taking it down a whole nother avenue that's going to give tremendous resources to young people and old across America.
Mark, when we started talking about bringing you to Greater Burlington, I mean, after all, you speak to audiences all over the United States, and I believe that as folks get to know you and your book and your message, your schedule just gets more and more crazy all the time. But when you and I spoke about coming to Greater Burlington, you're going to be speaking to SEC faculty, you're going to be speaking to all of the middle school and high school teachers in all of our Des Moines County schools, and Notre Dame is participating later this week. But when you and I talked about, let's do a parent night, and you kind of lit up and said, oh, I love talking to parents. Would you let the listeners know, why should parents, grandparents, folks who are mentors and help young people find their path, why should they come out this evening? Why are you excited to be able to talk to parents and grandparents?
Oh, Della, I remember the conversation, and I get lit up when I talk about parents and grandparents, because it's the ability to connect, engage, and answer why for young people that a lot of parents and grandparents are really seeking. And they're trying to figure out, you know, hey, these kids are different, and they're different certainly from the, you know, the parents' generation. And most people in America don't truly understand, you know, what young people think, what makes them tick, and how they make decisions. Because once you recognize how they process what's going on around them, it will help you to pivot accordingly in the way that you build that human connection in your home, again, in classroom, place of business. So it changes things. I'll tell you the number one thing I hear, no matter what audience I speak to, because you mentioned a number of them that are going to be, you know, seeing me tonight and tomorrow, is that like I'll go into a school, and I did 32 keynote speeches over the last 8 weeks, and I launched a lot of schools and did a lot of statewide education conferences. Even there in Iowa, I did two. And what I hear from comments are, hey, this was amazing for me as an administrator or me as a teacher in my classroom, but what I really take out of this is how I need to pivot with my 20-something, how I need to pivot with my teen, how I need to pivot with, you know, my 8- or 9-year-old, and how now understanding what they think, where they are, is, it makes complete sense to me. And so that's why I get really kind of excited with parents and with grandparents, is that if you are struggling, if you are feeling like you're not quite as connected as you think you need to be, or it's not going the way you think it should go, it's because you don't understand what they think, what makes them tick, and how they make decisions. So I love laying this out for parents, and this is who they are generationally, and it allows you to pivot accordingly.
Mark, I've got to ask you one question. You mentioned AI, and AI has got sort of a double-edged sword attached to it, at least in the media, as being something that is both a wonderful thing, a great thing, but also a thing that can have some problems and potentially be dangerous. Do you see that?
You know, it's so funny, Steve, because, I'm a big fan of the Terminator movies back in the 80s, right? You know, where Skynet came online due to AI, and the world, saw the Terminator. I don't know what's going to happen there. There certainly is a dual-edged sword, I think, to any technology that comes down the pike. What I see right now is the tremendous resources available to it. And I've written articles at Forbes. I write weekly, at Forbes.com. And what I have found and what I've written about is that the genie is out of the bottle. There are organizations that are going to try not to, especially educational organizations, universities and colleges and even our K-12 system that are going to try to put a kibosh, if you will, on the use of ChatGPT and AI. And I've been on record saying I think it's a mistake. I think we need to adopt it. I think because it's not going back into the bottle. It's something that's here to stay and people are going to leverage it. It's a tool. It's a valuable tool. And I think young people need to know how to use it. And I'll give you the other reason why. When they leave whatever education, any level of education or experience that they get, 4 years, 2 years, whether they get directly into a workforce, they're going to need to understand the power of AI because their employers at all levels of education and experience are going to be using AI in their business models. And if we prepare young people today effectively for this new technology, they will be better suited with a tremendous competitive advantage moving forward. And I talk about those kinds of things tonight as well.
And as you look at technology, and I know you've got, Deli, you were talking about some of the headsets that you have that allow you to literally be anything you want to be and just be careful in the room but so you don't trip over yourself. But that's a technology that is really sweeping the country now, isn't it?
Yes, and actually I'm going to invite Talisha to respond to that, but there's a new technology we're using called transfer headsets, and it's basically, Talisha, virtual reality gaming, but in a real-world application.
Yeah, focused on career exploration. Students can do anything from performing knee surgery as a surgical tech to being a first responder at a car accident and even restoring power to a town. So it's pretty awesome. There are dozens of modules and it's very realistic.
So we will actually have that technology out at the Capitol Theater tonight. If parents want to throw the headset on and take a peek at what that's all about or get more information, they can explore that too. Oh, and we would be remiss, Mark, as excited as we are for you to coming and taking the stage, and we know you're going to do a fabulous job. I just couldn't be more excited that this day has finally come. We've been working on it for so long, it feels like. We are also going to be giving out $100 gift card door prizes at the end of the evening. So folks who come have to be present to win, but you walk in the door and you have a seat, and you have a chance to win a $100 gift card. So we have multiples of that to hand out. We're excited about that as well. So there's another reason to come other than hearing the fabulous Mark C. Perna.
Mark, it's coming up again. Doors open at LH 6. The program begins at what time now?
Mark, we'll take the stage at 6:30. You ready, Mark?
I'm ready to go. This is going to rock.
Mark Perna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. It's been an honor to be with you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.